The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from his epistle of our teacher, Paul, to Titus. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying unholiness, unworldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us for every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil to no one, to be peaceful, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, and saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The grace of God and the Father be with you. Amen. All. Amen.
Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe in God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given his Son. And this and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away, and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us. Amen. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and they said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Karan Maresi Εκ των νεκρών και ανέλθον Ιεστός ελέησον ημές δόξα Πατρί και Υιώ και Άγιο Πνεύματι και νυν και αΐ και Χριστός ον ας τον αιώνων αμήν αγιατρίας.
Σλήλε φλόγητε ελληνε πάση
και το πνεύματι Ιησού.
Master Lord Jesus Christ our God, who set the sentry on the disciple and all the apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear things which you have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes for the see and your ears for the hear. May we be worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospel through the prayers of your saints. Remember also our master, all those who abide in us to remember them in our supplication and prayers which I offer unto you, Lord our God. Those who already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection and of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, Saint John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he hasn't believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God."
Glory be to God forever. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Panchakrator, creator of heaven and earth. Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence with the Father. Was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father.
O Creator of the water and Maker of all, we call upon your holy and essential power, the name which is above every name, of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was crucified for us Under Pontius Pilate, we ask of you, O our Master, for your servants. Change them, transform them, and sanctify them, and give them power, that through this water and this oil and every adverse power may be brought to naught. Every evil spirit be restrained, confounded, and rendered helpless, and all magic, all sorcery or adultery, and all witchcraft be brought to naught. Sanctify this water and this oil, that it may be for and washing, to be the new birth. Amen.
Amen.
Into eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
A garment of incorruption. Amen.
Amen.
A grace of sonship. Amen.
Amen.
A renewing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Was your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who went down into Jordan and purified it. He bore witness, saying, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God again. He commanded his holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Receive us, O Mighty One, and deliver us, O Holy One. Thunder, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator, upon these waters, that through them and your Holy Spirit you may renew the birth of your servants, who have presented themselves to you in your divine power. Make them worthy of the forgiveness of their sins and of the garment of incorruption.
The love of God the Father, the grace of the only begotten Son, the love of the God the Father, the grace of the only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the communion and the gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
With you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Meet and right, indeed, meet and right. We lift up our eyes to you, O Lord, and the eyes of our souls look up to you, Lord, our God. And we have prayed to you, O Lord, the Pantocrator God, our fathers, who have created heaven and earth and all their adornment, who have created waters above the heaven, who have established the earth upon the waters, who have gathered the waters into one place, who have bound the sea and confined the depth on the sea and sealed them with the name, his name, that is full of glory and fear before, whose power all things fear and tremble. You, our Master, have established the sea. By your power you have broken the head of the dragon in the waters. You divided the fountain and torrents, then you made path for the waters. O God, the waters saw you and were afraid, and the depths trembled from the voice of many waters.
You looked upon the waters there at sea, and through fear of you, you made them to stand, the Israel to cross, and by Moses, you have baptized them all. You have commanded the hard rock and brought water for your people, and the bitter waters you have changed into sweet waters. You also, through Joshua, son of Nun, you have turned it back, the streams of running waters of river. You, for you awesome, who can stand before your face, and the sacrifice of Elijah out of water you have accepted with fire from heaven. You also, our master, through your prophet Elisha, have manifested the water and given birth to life, and the Mansurian have cleansed by the waters of the Jordan, for you have the power over everything, and nothing is impossible for you.
Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts.
Heaven and earth are full of your holy
and the Lord of the powers and King of the heavenly orders. Behold, O you who sits on the cherubim, manifest yourself and look upon this water, you creation. Give unto it the grace of the Jordan and the power of the comfort of heaven, and upon the descent of your Holy Spirit on it, grant that the blessing of the Jordan. Amen.
Amen.
Give it power that it may become water of life. Amen.
Amen.
Holy water. Amen.
Amen.
Water that purifies from sins. Amen.
Amen.
Water for the washing of the new birth. Amen.
Amen.
And water of sonship.
Amen.
Grant unto this water that there may not it, not descend into it, with him that shall be baptized therein, any evil spirit, any unclean spirit, any spirit of the day, any spirit of the midday, any spirit of the evening, any spirit of the night, any spirit of the air, any spirit of the deep, or any spirit of the despicable, diabolical spirit which is beneath the earth, but rebuke them with your great power. Let them be crushed before the sign of your cross and your holy name that we entreat, which is full of glory and is awesome towards those who are against us, that those who shall be baptized therein may take off the old man that is corruptible according to the deceitful lusts, and put on the new man which is renewed once again after the image of his Creator, and that the light of the truth may shine within them through the Holy Spirit, and that they may gain the eternal life and the blessed hope, and may stand before you on the tribune of the Christ and receive the heavenly crown and the forgiveness of their sins. May this water and this oil be blessed, become full of glory and purified in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, with the thanksgiving of all your people and your servants who have brought to you their children, glory and honor to your holy name. Receive them upon your holy mansion, O Lord of heaven, as a sweet savor and incense before your greatness in the heavens, through the service of your holy angels and archangels. O Lord, save your people, bless your inheritance, shepherd them, and raise them up forever. Keep them in the upright faith all the days of their life. Set them in the love that surpasses everything, and the peace which surpasses all understanding. Through the intercessions and prayers of the holy and full of glory Mother of God, Saint Mary, and the holy baptized John the Baptist, and my masters and fathers, the apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you from the beginning to the end, through whom the glory, honor, the dominion, and worship are due to unto you, them, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is one of us, and with you, and if times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thank you, our Father.
Christos Jesus Bencho.
Das Gifalasimon to Kirio Eklin.
Nobions.
Ros Homen Theometavu Ami.
Only, O Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, has broken every bond of our sins through his saving, life giving sufferings, who breathed into the face of his descendants, the disciples, and the holy apostles, and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins, they are forgiven. If you remain, retain the sins, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your apostles to those for the time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat you to goodness and love of mankind for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy, lose every one of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, through fault in deed and word, from faint-heartedness, do Master, who knows the weakness of men, as a good and faithful, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and strength, and your own goodwill. For our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due to your good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence, now and all times, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
The voice of the Lord is upon the water, the glory of the God of glory thunder, the Lord upon many waters, hallelujah. The voice of the Lord is powerful, the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. Come, O son, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Alleluia.
We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us forth to a spacious place.
Alleluia.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Alleluia.
Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
Alleluia.
For the Lord hath chosen Zion and hath desired it for habitation.
Alleluia.
Bless me, Lord, repentance, forgive me, my father and my brethren, pray on me in my behalf. Glory to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of all ages. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, enlighten every man that come into the world, now and all the time and ages of all ages. Amen.
Welcome, all of you. We are very happy today to have all of you, our guests, the blessed people who called to attend this liturgy of baptism. The baptism is divided into three parts. The first one is the consecration of the water, which we have finished right now. And the second one is the preparation of the babe and his mother and his godmother or father. And this is the second part. And the third part is the baptism itself, when we immerse the body three times in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. After that, right away comes the other sacrament, which is the sacrament of confirmation, when we confirm the body with the Holy Spirit in the Mairun sacrament. So the baby will get two sacraments today, and God willing, the third one will be tomorrow in the liturgy. Now we start the preparation, the second part, with the preparation of the mother and the baby, which is named. What name did you choose for him? Both? Simon Kyrillos? Or just one? Kyrillos is key? Kyrillos baptism name? For this or for... Ah. The mother must have the absolution after the birth of that she gives birth to the babe as a permission to receive the Holy Communion for the first time. This absolution is given to the priest, to the father, to the mother.
Should be saved. So now also, O our Master, Master Lord Jesus Christ, who bowed the heaven and came down to earth, whose words might the rocks might more mightily than sword, my swords, before whose face waters were troubled and fled backwards, heal these children who come to be made catechumens. Show him the way in which it meet for them, for him to walk, and instruct him in the grace of your Holy Spirit, that he may abide in the imperishable gift for your Holy Spirit, and grant him the forgiveness of his sin, and grant him by your grace that he may be healed from destroying sin, that he be made worthy of the holy baptism of the new birth, that he may receive also the washing of the spotless baptism of your Holy Spirit, that he may see with holy vision unto sure understanding, and may give glory to you, O God, for yours is the glory, your good Father and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen.
We anoint the babe with three kinds of oil. The first one is called catechumen oil. And the catechumen means that he, on behalf of the babe, is his godmother now. But he was supposed that in the past, the adults who receive this sacrament must have a course, which we call catechumen course, to prepare them for the baptism and being a branch of the true olive tree. So they have what we call catechumen teaching. He is taught how to become Christian. When he believes, when he is ready, we anoint him with the catechumen oil. The second one is what we call Galilaon oil. The second Galilaon oil means the joyful oil. He is rejoiced now to become child of God, son or daughter of God. And the third one is the Meirun, the Holy Spirit. Now we give him the first one. I anoint you, son of Kyrillos, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, amen. This, the oil of the catechumen for Kyrillos in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God, amen. May this oil bring the note, O assaults of the adversary. Amen. Blessed are you, our Master, our Lord, Pantocrator. Blessed is your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our God.
Through whom you have drawn all nations out of darkness to the true and wonderful light, and from error and vanity of idols to the knowledge of the truth.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, I purify and prepare and beforehand this body, the name of the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, may it be delivered from every demon and every uncleanliness. Let all darkness flee from this body, and let all unbelieving thoughts flee from this soul. In the name of the Father, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, you shall be purified and be delivered from all demons forever. Amen. Now, on behalf of the babe, the mother of the God, which is the godmother today, will deny Satan on behalf of him and confess our Lord Jesus Christ. So look towards the west, and you all also please. You are with her. Repeat after Aruna, please. The renouncing of Satan.
And all your wicked angels, and all your evil demons, and all your power, your abominable service, and all your evil cunning, and error, and all your army, and all your authority, and all the rest of your impetus, I renounce you. I renounce you. I renounce you.
Look towards the east and repeat after Abuna David, please.
I confess you, O Christ, my God, and all your saving laws, and all your life service or living, and all your life-giving works. I believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, and His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, and the resurrection of the flesh, and the only one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. Amen. Do you believe?
I believe.
Okay, well, three times. Do you believe?
I believe.
Do you believe?
I believe.
Do you believe?
I anoint you, Kyrillos, with oil of gladness, giving against all works of the adversary unto your grafting into the sweet olive tree of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of God. Amen. 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 O you, the being master, Lord God, who formed man his image and his likeness, who has given us the privilege of everlasting life. And then when he fell through sin, you have not abandoned him, but have prepared the salvation of the world through the incarnation of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On these, O Lord, who are also your creation, have mercy. Deliver them from the slavery of enemy. Receive them into the kingdom. Open the eyes of their heart, that they may be enlightened with the light of the gospel of your kingdom. Let the angel of light accompany their life to save them from the attacks of the adversary and from all evil assaults and from the demon of midday and from the arrow that flies by day and from that which walks in darkness and from phantoms of the night. Cast out of their heart every defiled spirit, the wicked spirit that troubled their heart, the spirit of error and every evil, the spirit of love of money and of idolatry, the spirit of fleshhood, and every defilement which worked after the teachings of the devil, and make them sheep of the holy flock of your Christ, purified members of the Catholic Church, purified vessels, sons of the light and heirs of your kingdom. that they may strive according to the commandments of Christ, guard the seal unbroken, and keep the garment unspotted, and may attain the blessedness of your elect in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I baptize you, O Kyrenlos, in the name of the Father. Amen. Who performs every wonder, and nothing is impossible for you. Rather, by your will, your power works in all things. Grant the Holy Spirit in the pouring out of the Holy Maidon. Let it be a life-giving seal and confirmation to your servant. Through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of an instance with you, now and at all times, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And an unction of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
An unction of the pledge of the kingdom of the heavens. Amen.
Amen.
An unction of the participation in the eternal and immortal life. Amen.
Amen.
A holy unction of the Christ our God, and the seal that shall not be loosed. Amen.
Amen.
A perfection of the grace of the Holy Spirit and the breastplate of the faith and the truth. Amen.
Amen.
I anoint you, Son of Kyrillus, with the holy oil in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May you be blessed with the blessing of the heavenly and the blessing of the angels. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and in his name receive the Holy Spirit and be purified vessel through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Congratulations. We have finished. والسيد رب العباد الخالق كل شيء من ملائكته وحكمته فانت لرجمات المياه من دربار في مكان واحد جعلت سائر المخلوقات حسب عدم القوات والسلامة كلمين اسم المعادل جعلت أدم طاهرا بنعمة المسيح كل راح تجلس عليه صارنا عبدك الذي عمد فيه تجديدا من الضلال عند الديمة أضع بنور لهوتك نسأل الضلال عند الحب البشر تنقل هذا الماء إلى طبق الأيوة ويضع للمرة كل مرة أيضا تكون لنا عونا ومخلصا لمجدك من الآب الأمين يبلوا شوز عشان ما نمشيش حافي يا بول اند فابيولا ابونا كم بليز كم